Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. This Wednesday, Steve Stern will be at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, New York, to discuss his new book, A Fool's Kabbalah. He'll be discussing it with our friend Jay Rogoff. Steve Stern, for 30 years, taught at Skidmore College, the majority of those years as writer-in-residence. In the new book, it's the end of the Second World War, and the magisterial scholar of Jewish mysticism is commissioned by the Hebrew University in what was then British-ruled Palestine to retrieve a lost world. He is sent to sift through the rubble of Europe in search of precious Jewish books stolen by the Nazis or hidden by the Jews themselves throughout the continent. Again, the name of the new book is A Fool's Kabbalah. Steve Stern will be speaking at Northshire Bookstore on Wednesday, March 5th, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Steve to the Roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you on the program.
Thanks so much for asking.
What brought you to the subject? How long has this been something in your brain?
Well, Gershom Scholem has been a kind of main man for me for decades, and I had read in a recent biography a single paragraph that talked about how he had been dispatched from the Hebrew University, which was then Mandate Palestine, to go to Europe just after the war and to really recover from the rubble of what was then the charnel house of Europe, all of these books and artifacts that had been confiscated by the Nazis, hidden by Jews in their shtetls and basements and attics, and to retrieve them and return them, hopefully, to an archive in Palestine. And in the process, he was confronted with what was a kind of horrible nightmare irony that where books had survived, the people that read them had not. And it ultimately broke his heart, but it also strangely revived in him a desire for the kind of magic that he had been studying in his hermetic library all those years.
When you work on a book like this, what is it like to, this is a novel, but obviously you're dealing with history, you're dealing with other materials that are so important, mysticism and so forth. What is it like to create a world in which your characters can work and live in?
Well, there are two really protagonists in the book. It's a dual narrative, and there's Gershom Scholem, who is the focus of the book, and for those that don't know who he was, he's immensely important in the history of Judaism. He almost single-handedly salvaged the mystical dimension of Judaism, this vast literature, nearly 2,000 years old, that had been primarily swept under the rug by Jewish historians, and until Scholem rediscovered it and brought it to light, and so the idea of his kind of leaving the library, which was really his environment, to go to this war-torn European milieu and mount this quest for the lost books, that was inspiring and compelling and very motivating for me. But also because his story really is a story of a kind of increasing heartbreak, I wanted to counter to that And Gershom and his closest friend, Walter Benjamin, who was the great critic, philosopher, the 20th century, they were close friends. And these are great minds. And they had a theory that humor, as it was extracted from scripture and also from their hero, Franz Kafka, from his fiction, was a kind of redemptive tool for the Jews. And this is even before the Holocaust. And so I conceived a character who is an embodiment of their idea of a clown, and that's Minky Klepfitch, who lives in an occupied shtetl, occupied by the Nazis, and is a jester and a sort of town fool who begins to believe increasingly that he can subvert the cruelties of the Nazi occupation with his jokes and his pranks. And I'm happy to let the reader see, you know, just how well that succeeds. But I wanted that counter narrative to Gershom's story. So that was the world that I lived in when I was composing the book. And Minky is a kind of character out of folklore. There's a long history of Jewish jesters. They were called Barchanim, the wedding jesters who performed at weddings. And every shtetl had one. And Minky is the jester of Zilchi. So his story begins in a kind of a folkloric atmosphere, almost mythical. And it becomes more real and darker as the occupation progresses.
Steve Stern will be discussing his new novel, A Fool's Kabbalah, with Jay Rogoff at the Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, New York, on Wednesday, day after tomorrow, Wednesday at 6 p.m. You can find out more information about the event by going to northshire.com, northshire.com. And again, the name of the book is A Fool's Kabbalah. Steve Stern, a pleasure as always. Thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. Have a beautiful event.
Thank you. It was a delight.
Be well. Thank you. Coming up, Marshall Karp. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.